It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here is your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today is a very special broadcast. I am thrilled to introduce someone who truly has a heart for the worship of our Creator. Probably everyone listening right now has heard his voice singing songs like More Love, More Power, I Could Sing of Your Love Forever, and the list goes on. So with that, he's known for being the founder of the group Sonic Flood, Jeff Dio. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Doing
great. Thanks for being with me on the show, and excited that you're going to be in San Francisco at Glad Tidings Church this Sunday. And for listeners that have not seen you live, what can we expect this Sunday?
Well, number one, what they're going to expect to see is passion. What we do, myself and the band guys, you know, we do it all out because we love Jesus with all of our heart, but not just with our songs, but with our lives. So we're going to be throwing it down, I guess you would say, and we're going to be worshiping Jesus with everything we've got. There'll be some just up-tempo rock and stuff, and there'll be some intimate moments as well, but our heart really for these live events is to help people connect with God. I see myself as a servant, so a servant leader when I'm on the stage doing these types of events, concert, night of worship. I see it as a chance to help serve people as they desire to connect with God and meet with Him and reach out to Him. Some people, you know, in a joyous celebration, and others who are broken and going through hard times. But
yeah.
Either one being able to connect with their Savior.
That is awesome. And really, connecting with God is what it's all about. So, man, that's fantastic. You know, on a different note, what is something that most people listening probably do not know about you?
Oh, man. Well, it's possible that people don't know how many kids I've got. I've been actually married to my beautiful wife, Martha, for just over 20 years. Celebrated our 20-year anniversary on May 23rd this year.
Awesome.
But also just had our fourth child. We have three boys, and we managed, by the blessing of God, to have a little girl about 2 months ago. Her name is Clara Joyce. So
wonderful.
We're pumped about having her. So that's something that someone might not know about me.
Well, what a blessing. You know, kids are amazing, and man, that's fantastic.
You know, this way, kids, they are the best and worst of times all wrapped up together in one.
It's so true. I tell my wife that all the time. It's the most joy that you could probably imagine, but it is the hardest, most difficult thing sometimes as well. That is
absolutely
so true.
Absolutely.
Man, that is funny. Well, you know, shifting gears a little bit, I've got one more question for you, Jeff. If you were talking to somebody that was just a sincere individual that was a non-believer but open to truth, where would you steer that conversation, and what do you think are the most important things that you'd talk about?
Yeah, there's a couple of different things I would say. I think number one is something that we overlook a lot of times and is not often the first thing that we think of because we think we've got to get into a big debate. But honestly, one of the biggest things is just to share the pure, simple gospel. You know, God's kindness to sinners through Jesus Christ. You know, it's like, hey, we don't deserve this. You know, I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. We all have the opportunity to receive a free gift of life from Jesus Christ, and He gave it all for us. So I think sometimes we underestimate just the pure, simple gospel and allowing the Word of God to do its work. From there, I would probably say one of the things that always strikes me is I feel like it takes more faith to believe that there's not a God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm actually very impressed with people who are, you know, who believe there's no God or are atheists or whatever. You know, they would say, gosh, yeah, we just think it's too hard to believe. But for me, it's too hard not to believe, you know?
Absolutely.
I think it's clear that there is a God. All you have to do is look up into the sky, look at the pictures in outer space. I mean, it's just amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. No, that's true. It's declared just all over His creation and everywhere we look, really. Absolutely. Well, man, Jeff, I appreciate your time. And folks, once again, Jeff Dio is going to be at Glad Tidings Church in San Francisco, 1280 Webster Street. The phone number is 415-346-1111. Well, Jeff, I know that we're excited to have you to San Francisco. And of course, over the years with Sonic Flood and some of the other projects, you have produced some amazing music that really brings people into worship. What do we have to look forward to from you musically in the future?
On the verge of putting out a brand new CD as well. You mentioned Sonic Flood, and I did two CDs with Sonic Flood. Since then, I've done four solo CDs, and now about to put out my fifth. And
fantastic.
All these, I guess I like to call it high octane worship, you know?
Yeah.
There's no, you know, everything that I write and sing is all meant for people to be able to connect with God. But a brand new CD coming out called Moving Mountains, it actually hits iTunes and other places, my website, jeffdio.com and all that, on August 7th, Tuesday, August 7th.
Wonderful.
So, man, we're just excited about that and really pumped about letting people know about it.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Jeff, once again, thank you very much for taking the time to be with me here on the show.
You're welcome, Cole, man. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, folks, Jeff Dio, this Sunday, July 15th at Glad Tidings Church in San Francisco. You can get more information about this event and all kinds of other great Christian events in Northern California at NorCalChristianEvents.com. Hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in San Francisco.
You've been listening to your NorCal Christian Connection. For more information, visit NorCalChristian.com.
You alone have the nations in your